This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Up first in the yes, business is hard, but how does that happen category today? Nissan. Profits at the Japanese automaker fell 99% in the last quarter compared to the same period a year ago. 99%. And because, of course, the company announced it's going to lay off nearly 10% of its workforce as a result, almost 13,000 jobs worldwide. What went wrong, you ask? Says Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino. Oh, just about everything.
Nissan's troubles started piling up with the arrest of former chair and CEO Carlos Ghosn on corruption charges last year.
That really put the company into a tailspin.
Michelle Krebs, an analyst for Auto Trader, says that came on top of an ill-fated strategy to grow market share at the expense of profitability.
That caused some bad behaviors.
Like relying on deeply discounted sales to car rental companies for a disproportionate share of its business. That cut profits and tarnished the brand. Michael Ramsey, an analyst with Gartner, says consumers used to see Nissans as sporty, quirky, and reliable. But the drive to expand market share left the company's identity in question.
Who is the Nissan buyer, right? Like, it's not super obvious.
Meanwhile, it's harder to compete on price, thanks to Korean car makers Hyundai and Kia, says car guru analyst George Augustatis.
As we've seen their products improve in terms of quality and design, they're also one of these brands that are winning affordable consumers.
Then there's the design of Nissan's cars. Its Rogue and Murano SUVs are 5 years out of date, while its new sedans are hitting a market that prefers SUVs. Check YouTube and you'll find plenty of reviewers who don't like what the company's offering.
This is an absolute terrible car.
I hate companies that make junk.
This is the car equivalent of that one guy who has a super punchable face.
With reviews like that, it's not surprising that Nissan's sales and market share are falling in the U.S. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.